Hey, Dr. Jess Reynolds here, and welcome to The Conscious Practitioner. This is the audio version of my newsletter. It is made for wellness practitioners who love the work, but are feeling tired, maybe a little overwhelmed, perhaps even burned out, but you still want to build a practice you love. If you'd like to get the email version, you can find a link in the show notes. In the last episode, I told you the story of why I became a practitioner and how losing sight of that why cost me much more than I expected. Side note, thank you everyone who sent a message to me via email last week. I truly can't tell you how much it meant to me to hear your stories. The openness and vulnerability, it truly left me feeling, well, mostly just deep gratitude. So thank you so much. Today, I want to share why I started AIM Wellness Education in the first place and how forgetting to check in with my why, again, almost derailed the whole damn thing. Now, I launched AIM to create affordable, high-quality online education. That was the point. It felt good, felt needed, and I was filling a gap I really wish someone had filled when I was first starting out. There were two good things at once. I was indeed filling a need, and I was doing what I loved, teaching. But a few years in, something started to gnaw at me. Anxiety, some restlessness in there, the feeling that something was off. You know the feeling. And it felt that way, even though everything looked right on paper. There were the familiar sensations, the ones I'd ignored before, at great cost. And thankfully, this time, it didn't take me 8 full years to listen. I figured it out pretty quick, relatively speaking. Enter therapy, coaching sessions, endless journaling, and very long, very muddy walks with my dog, Benny Boy. Eventually, it hit me. Even though I had taught find your why exercises at least a dozen times, and even though I'd lived through burnout from not being clear on my why before, I'd never actually sat down and done the exercise for AIM. Not honestly, and not deeply. And when I finally did, damn. Turns out, making education accessible, it wasn't my why. It was more of a mission, a goal, not a thing that lit my fire. You see, my true why, it's not just about teaching. Turns out, it's about building real relationships, creating a space where we can be open and honest with each other, where we can grow together. Some of the greatest and most humbling shifts in my life happened when I was teaching something to a class and realizing halfway through that I was really just saying what I personally needed to hear most. Now, realizing that was equal parts brutal and beautiful, because when you realize you've been off course, even a little, for a long time, it really can rock you. And I'm telling you this because I know I'm not the only one who's been there. Over the last year, I've had dozens of great conversations with coaches and consultants and wellness practitioners who've hit the exact same wall. The passion was still there, buried under a mountain of shoulds and routines. They weren't out of love with their work. They were out of alignment with their real why. It's part of why I'm building my new business course that I keep talking about, to help practitioners reconnect what actually matters before they burn out or build a business, or dare I say life, that looks really good but feels hollow. So if this lands for you, here's what helped me. Stop, breathe, and take a walk. Not a metaphorical one, a literal, real world, shoes, or bare feet ideally, in the dirt kind of walk. Sure, journaling helped out too, quite a lot. But most of the clarity, it came in the quiet, with the trees. No prompts, no agenda, just letting my brain slow down enough for my heart to speak. As old boy Hippocrates said, if you're in a bad mood, go for a walk. If you are still in a bad mood, go for another walk. This kind of deep, honest realignment is exactly where this new course starts. It's all about you, not a business model, but more on that soon. For now, again, maybe just take a walk. And truly, I would love to hear what you find out there, so send me an email. My email address is jess@aimonline.com. And as always, be well, my friend. And if you enjoy this type of content, be sure to subscribe or follow The Conscious Practitioner wherever you listen to your podcasts.